Excavators come in a wide range of sizes, from 1-ton mini machines that fit through a standard doorway to 50-ton heavy excavators that move mountains of material. Choosing the right size for your Qatar project directly affects your productivity, your cost, and in some cases your site safety. This guide covers the main excavator size categories, what each is best suited for, and how to make the right selection for your specific Qatar site conditions. Size category: operating weight, dig depth, best for in Qatar mini/compact 1T, 6T up to 3M urban Doha sites, confined access, landscaping, shallow utility trenching, small 6T, 14T up to 5M residential foundations, drainage, smaller infrastructure projects, medium 14T, 30T up to 7M standard foundation and civil works, pipeline. Most Qatar construction projects large 30T, 50T plus up to 9M plus heavy earthworks, deep basements, major infrastructure, oil and gas civil works. The 14T, 25T medium excavator is by far the most commonly rented excavator size on Qatar construction projects. It handles the majority of foundation, drainage and civil works tasks efficiently, fits through standard site access gates, and is available from most equipment rental providers. For projects with narrow trenches or confined site access in Doha's urban areas, the 6T, 10T small excavator is often the right choice despite lower output because it can physically access areas a medium machine cannot reach. Heavy checkmark required dig depth. The maximum depth your trench or foundation requires determines minimum bucket arm reach. Heavy checkmark site access width, gate width and access route determines maximum machine width. Heavy checkmark material type sand and light soil vs rock or concrete debris affects bucket and machine size selection. Heavy checkmark daily output target cubic meters of material to move per day helps determine machine size and number required. Heavy checkmark ground bearing capacity. Soft ground may require a machine with lower ground pressure, wider tracks or smaller machine.